This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Jordana.
And I think the first thing that we, because I haven't stopped talking about it since I watched it, we have to talk about The Handmaid's Tale.
Yes. It's very creepy.
No, okay, so I watched it. And
why don't you give a brief overview of what it
hold
is?
Hold on. I watched it, and then I texted every single person on my phone that they must watch it. Then I walked into work, and I was screaming, everyone needs to watch the show. And now people are starting to watch it, and I'm like, that was my idea. I told you to watch that. But anyway, it's this really creepy show on Hulu of, like, it's, like, sort of, it's not apocalyptic, but it's almost like there was a decrease in fertility.
It's like about a dystopian society where...
It shows like flashbacks to what life is like now and then how it became so crazy and how like women just lost all their rights because of this like this rise in infertility. And then there became like this sort of caste system of women.
Is it because of the rise in infertility that they lost all their rights?
Yeah. Because they couldn't have any children.
Right. But why did that make them lose their rights?
Because you can't reproduce.
But then the women who can reproduce don't have like more rights than the woman who can't. I think it just had to do with like a governmental overthrow of these like religious fanatics who like went back to this Old Testament kind of.
But there was a reason for it. And they were saying it was because of like people couldn't reproduce and it was like chaos. And then it like, and that's why like the religion like aspect came to be.
Right. But you would think that the people who could reproduce then would be treated better. But instead, those people are treated worse.
Well, because they're sort of being so. OK, so the idea is that like now there's this like caste of women who are the fertile ones. And now since there's only a select amount of them, they're being bred basically like animals. And so like the rich women who can't reproduce, they're still like rich, but they like get one woman to like have sex with her husband, and then like once she gives birth she goes back and has to like be bred again, and then that, and then like the rich women like pretend as if like they had the child. It's so fucked up, right? Everyone has to watch
it's really biblical, actually. Like
praise be.
Praise be. No, this even the handmaid idea, like I was very into the Old Testament growing up, Hebrew school, and basically like in the story of Abraham, he has like his wife Sarah and she can't have a baby,
right?
So he gets his handmaid. She gives him her handmaid and was like, have this baby with.
Well, they say that in the show, right? Like they like dictate that whole story.
I wasn't listening.
Right. Yeah, and that's like what it's based on.
Right. But then eventually she does conceive in the actual Old Testament, and that's like where the Jews come from, are her babies. And then like the Muslim people are like from her handmaid's babies. So I wonder if there's something that's going to like come there's, from it's that like, element.
And then how like they show that like people who are gay are basically useless for society. And so they like kill them.
Yeah,
it's like
up.
Really so fucked up, but it's such a good show. And I can't wait for Wednesday for it to come back. But I hope we're not the only ones who love it and like think it's because it's so fucked
Otherwise,
up.
Everyone's probably really bored listening to this. Check it out. And we'll discuss as it gets more intense.
The other things that I also cannot stop talking about this week is Fire Festival. Which is literally
praise be,
the funniest thing I've heard in a really long time.
It's like the best thing to happen in a while because it makes you, it's like great on a few levels. There's like a scandal, there's celebrities involved, and then like you feel good because like you don't the fact that you didn't know about it kind of makes you feel like better about it now because you're not like an idiot who got duped.
Yeah, you also don't feel bad for anyone.
Exactly.
The funniest is the comedian that came on this podcast, Evan Krumholtz. I saw him post a status that was like is cheering that like all these rich people like got it, you know, got what was coming
right,
for
then
them,
goes to Soho
and then
House.
Goes to Soho House.
Yeah, that was really funny. These are like the people that people feel least bad for in society, people who spend thousands of dollars on expensive music
and it's
festivals.
Not even thousands. It was like up to hundreds of thousands of dollars to go there.
I mean, if you spend $100,000 going to a music festival, like you deserve whatever happens to you.
I feel similarly.
I'm
but
sorry.
The best is I was watching like some interview and the girl was like, the minute when I realized something bad was happening was when school buses, like yellow school buses, came to pick us up from like our chartered plane.
I mean, at Coachella, there were school buses that, took us from like the, right, the like entrance point to one of the parties.
We didn't pay for Coachella.
But a lot of people did.
Not like thousands and thousands
Coachella is thousands of dollars.
Well, they're crazy too.
Yeah, I think every, I actually think
that if they was had, only for a party.
If they had just spent a little bit more money on it and spent a little bit less money, like getting really intense celebrities to endorse it, then they might have fooled people. Like if they had just spent a little bit more money, you could have like, they could have created some like Instagrammable things and like slightly better accommodations. Like
I don't know,
a lot
there
of these
was a storm
are,
that wiped it
a lot
out.
Of these things
that
are all
big
for
thing.
The pictures though. And like.
Me.
I wouldn't even blame the star. I just feel like they just should have put a little more money into it, made it slight. It didn't really even have to be that luxurious because a lot of things that you think of as luxurious are like not even that luxurious. Right. They put like a little bit more money into it. They could have really sort of fooled
but
people
really
into thinking
think
that
they
were.
I anyone knew what they were doing in terms of making a festival. That was the thing. They should have put money into like hiring someone who knew what they were doing rather than like Ja Rule.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely shouldn't have been organizing anything.
What was it? What was the apology they were talking about? He's like, I take full responsibility for doing this, but it's not my fault.
That being said, it is not my fault at all. That sounds like an apology I would give to.
So wait, so the newest development is that he and like the owner guy.
That's what I say every time I'm late. Actually, like I'm so sorry, but it was not my fault at all.
I take full responsibility, but really it's the subway's fault.
Exactly.
But yeah, so he's being sued for $100 million.
Right.
That's like so amazing. I really want to try that cheese sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been like fine, honestly, I think with the cheese sandwich. It looked fine.
Okay, this is the funniest cheese sandwich. They can't even put the cheese on the sandwich. They couldn't even make the sandwich. They try to make a gourmet like you do it yourself.
I'm surprised they were like planning on giving people carbs because if you're paying that much to go to this like douchebag music festival, you're definitely not eating carbs.
Unless you're drunk, you're always eating carbs when you're drunk. But
anyway, it was the welcome meal.
It's for the Kahlua suite, Kapua suite.
The Kapua suite.
okay.
Have you been watching Real Housewives Reunion?
Which one?
Beverly Hills. I only watch Beverly Hills.
Yeah,
sorry,
just
I just assume there's only one. Yeah, I didn't. No, it finishes tonight, I think. There's three parts.
Yeah, and I think we just watched the third part last week.
No, last week was second part, no?
No, they like all got up and cheers with their green juices.
Oh, well then I definitely haven't seen the last one. Whoops. I saw up to like the bear. The bunny. The bear, the rabbit, the bunny.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like I'm not.
I thought that the last one was this week, but maybe you're right. If it...
Yeah, I think it's
was there one after the bunny episode?
It's all a fucking blur to me. The bunny, yeah, and then the neck, yeah, there was another one after.
Do you want to share with the audience your Dorit impression? Because it's pretty good.
Well, now you've ruined it because it's not that good. Okay. PK, Jagga, tell mommy I need a... No, this is so bad. I'm so bad at this. But our friend did an impression of him.
You do a really good one. PK.
PK.
It's like, we're not Jagga, really... What's the accent? It's
Mommy needs a Bentley.
PK, what is our son's name?
PK.
I can't remember.
PK.
I miss my babies so much. What their names are, I'm not sure. But all I know is that I miss them.
Are you saying we live in a Coke den with two babies? At home.
They definitely do.
I literally am so bad at this. Okay, let's do Dear Betch because, you know, I love it.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay, you read it, Jordana.
Okay, I'll read the first one.
Okay.
Hi, girls. I'm dating someone for almost 2 years. I love him. He's cute, smart, motivated, and his family is great. Everything is going so well, but I can't tell if my family and friends think he's the one for me. We're different in that he is quieter and more professional than I am. He's an attorney, so he has a much more reserved demeanor than I do. I'm a dork, always laughing when it's inappropriate and making stupid jokes, but I think it's this difference that we appreciate in one another. I have a sillier personality, and there is this part of me that wishes he could crack jokes back and forth with me. Not to say that we don't have a great time together. I love being around him, and we have a lot of fun, but I think my family and friends think the same. They just want him to lighten up a bit. Should I overlook this because he makes me happy in every other aspect? Am I being crazy and looking into this too much because part of me thought I'd fall in love with a much goofier guy? Love you guys. Bet you think she's a comedian.
I mean, I think she answered it. Should I overlook this because he makes me happy in every other way?
Yeah.
You can't, there's like,
no one's perfect.
Yeah. You can't make a list for yourself. Like, I need this type of personality, this type of humor, this type of like intelligence. Just like you're attracted to who you're attracted to. If you're in love with him and like, who gives a shit with your parents? It's not like he's a murderer and your parents are like, you shouldn't date a murderer.
Right.
Like, he's just slightly.
It sounds like he like evens you out a bit. Like, maybe if you found someone who was off also like, goofier or whatever, you kind of would annoy each other.
Yeah, and you'd compete for who's the goofiest.
It's nice when people bring different things to the table because then they balance each other.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I know like all those fucking matchmakers and all that shit, like Patty Stanger used to be like, write the top five qualities you want in someone. I mean, I think it's important to like think what's important for you, but superficial shit like that isn't important. Like, values are important.
It's important to have like some non-negotiable stuff that's really important that you wouldn't compromise on. And that's okay. But this doesn't seem like one of those things. This is just like slightly different personality style than you are and like slightly more serious, which.
And I'm sure the longer you stay together, he will lighten up. Like when two people are together, like they rub off on each other. And he'll probably become more goofy, or you'll become a little bit more serious. So you'll appreciate his serious side. And like, I think that I really think like your parents, you might also be projecting your insecurities about him to your parents. Like, if your parents haven't ever said anything, then they probably aren't thinking that. They're probably just happy you're going to get married.
Yeah. Plus they probably don't really care unless he's like totally doesn't fit in with your family at all. I'm sure they don't really care as long as you're happy. And it sounds like you are. And as long as the relationship is
like unless
generally
he's
healthy.
So like reserved that he looks again murderous. I really
murderous.
I don't think that they give a shit.
Yeah, and you said you like being around him. So like what else could you possibly ask for?
Exactly.
Do you want to read the next one?
Yes. I'll read the next one. Dear Betches, I'm a new follower of Betches, but I'm obsessed with y'all. That's why I've been writing to you. I'm writing to you to tell my deepest, darkest secret. Ooh. I just turned 21 and have never been kissed, never had sex, and never had a boyfriend. In high school, I thought it was just because I was awkward and really into my schoolwork to get into university. Now that I'm finishing my third year of university, the boyfriend has not happened yet, and I'm starting to have an existential crisis. I've only ever had one kiss in my life at a kissing booth, so that doesn't count. Like, what is this, Pleasantville?
Where's their kissing booth?
Yeah, it's fucking Pleasantville.
I've never seen a kissing booth.
What is this, like, is she pranking us? Is that like off that episode in The Office when like they're doing that like thing
when they're filling out their health insurance forms?
No, when they're like doing the story about like when something happened to them and they just start like recreating
what
plots
was the
in a
story?
Movie.
I'm trying to think. It was so
Pam
funny.
Does like the Lion King.
Oh, it was
King.
Like I had a cousin and she was a boxer and her coach had to like pull the plug.
It's the funniest episode. Anyway, okay. So I've only had one kiss in my life at a kissing booth. So this has never been kissed. I think I'm pretty cute and social, but I don't know what I need to do to make some action happen. I'm trying different things to put myself out there, going to the gym more, to socialize with dudes, talking to the boys in my university program, going to parties, swiping through Tinder. I do get matches, so I must be kind of cute. Never combos. But I'm asking you gals for some advice, tips, wisdom. Am I fucked forever? Well, actually, she's not fucked forever. Will I ever find a boyfriend? Is there a way I can tell a dude I'm into them without being weird? Is it like the worst thing if I'm single? If you don't look like Gigi Hadid, will guys find you attractive? I'm currently reading your book, I Had a Nice Time in Other Lies. Oh, thank you. So I evidently know I don't need a boy to make me complete, but I'd like to be able to at least know that I can at least make out with a guy before I die. Also, your book is fantastic. Please continue to release more books and podcasts and everything. Thank you for your precious time, Betches. XOXO, a betch ready for a man.
Okay.
I need more info.
I don't think you need more info. It just sounds like she's like not super confident. And she doesn't have much experience, which is like fine.
No, right. But I'd like some more info. Like when she's saying that like she's only starting to talk to guys in university, like what has she been doing before?
She was probably just like doing her like studying and like
she's
focusing. No, it sounds like she's like kind of, she has her own thing going on in terms of like, she was into school and into, I don't know. What else did she say?
School
and
getting into school.
Some other shit. Whatever. A lot of people are like late bloomers and are into different things. And I can see why it'd be intimidating to kind of like get into like dating.
She's not a 40-year-old virgin. You're a 21-year-old virgin.
Right. Like,
people have sex later in life, too. And I'd really like to know where this kissing booth is, but we, yeah, can email us.
That's a little telling. Also, what happens in a kissing booth? You just kiss a stranger?
Yeah, like you give 25 cents and you get kissed.
It's like in She's the Man. When Amanda Bynes kisses Channing Tatum in the kissing booth. I love
that movie.
And yet you don't remember.
I don't remember every single thing. Okay, so what's our advice? No, you don't need to look like Gigi Hadid for guys to find you attractive. Like, neither of us look like Gigi Hadid. No offense, and no offense to myself. But, like you don't need to do that. You just need to have confidence. That's, like, literally the thing. If you like yourself, you're going to automatically project that onto other people. And they're going to like you back as long as, like, you're not crazy.
Right. And I think you're doing the right thing. You're putting yourself in situations that are putting you around more guys, being able to, like, meet more people. Maybe I'd have, like, a friend introduce you to some people.
Yeah, go with friends to parties. That's, like, the best thing that you could do. Talk to people. At first, it's going to be so awkward because you aren't sure what to do. The other person's not going to find it awkward. You're going to find it awkward. And then you're going to be like, oh, this isn't so bad. And then you'll gain more confidence.
Right.
And then
once you do it, once you, like, make out with a few guys, it'll be, like, downhill from there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think the best advice, really, is to just go out and have fun. And people are attracted to people who are having fun. Like, it sounds like you're doing, like, on your own and doing your thing. And, like, just being in situations where you're around people who have similar interests than you and similar values. And eventually you'll meet someone.
I mean, I really wouldn't, like, go the Tinder route at first. I would try to, like, make this thing, like, an IRL, like, in real life, like, trying to meet people, like Jordana says, like, have fun outside of your phone.
Right. And I wouldn't break the ice in the Tinder way. It's a little scary.
It's scary, and in itself, like, will lead itself to awkward, right? So if you're just, like, getting to know people, just don't, like, get ahead of yourself with anything. That's, like, the most thing, like, most important.
Right. No emotional masturbating.
Yeah. We talked about that, actually, and I Had a Nice Time and Other Lies.
Which you're reading. Is out in paperback, and you're reading currently, and everyone else should check out for more words of wisdom.
Yeah, so we talk about dating and, like, what, like, how to start dating, and all, like, the don'ts of dating, and the two most important ones are, like, don't get ahead of yourself. Like, don't assume anything, and don't get ahead of yourself. Like, just take it what you're doing for face value. If you're talking to a guy, you're not about to get married to him. You're just talking to him. You know what I mean?
Just have fun in the moment and try not to overthink it. And that's really, like, the main advice. And again, if you have any other questions for us or you want any advice or any comments, please email us at slapped@betches.com. That's slapped@betches.com.
That's slapped at betches.com.
And make sure you pick up our second book, I Had a Nice Time and Other Lies, How to Find Love and shit like that.
Available everywhere. Okay, so is it game time, Jordana? Do you think it's game time?
Do you want to play games?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, well, okay, so we're starting this new game series, and it's called, it's really complicated, idea. It's called What Are Your Thoughts On?
Yes. Is that the name we've given it now?
Yeah, I love it.
What are your thoughts on?
... And then we just, like, one person just gives an idea and then we, like,
kind of debate it.
Yeah, because, like, we're really opinionated people about random shit.
Right. What did Lena Dunham say? Like, I don't know that much about anything, but I have an opinion about everything.
Yeah, exactly. That's something I really, really relate to.
Same.
Okay. So, Jordana, ask us.
All right. Us by you?
No, us. We're going to discuss it.
Oh, okay. Us for the both of us.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on what are your thoughts on PDA?
Okay. I personally don't like it. I mean,
I love personally or seeing it? Or both?
It's both. Well, I love a good handhold, like, myself.
You're going somewhere else with that.
I love a good hand job.
I love a good over the pants hand job.
On the subway. No, like, hand holding is fine, but, like, once I was on the subway and these people in front of me, like, one girl had her, like, legs wrapped over other guy.
The subway is so gross itself
already. And she was like, she had her head, like, it resting in the nook of his neck, and they were, like, embracing. And, like, this, like, was a packed
take
subway.
An Uber.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's, like, fine to do that in an Uber.
So creepy. Yeah. And I was just looking at her. She looked like she was going through something, but nothing she was going through, like, really neat, so, like, solicited that type of PDA.
Yeah, I think hand-holding is cute. Anything during the day, hand-holding is, like, the only acceptable thing, unless it's, like, a peck on the, like,
peck,
lips.
Cute little lip peck.
But one annoying thing about PDA is when I'm walking behind a couple on the New York City streets, and they are holding hands, and they are taking up the whole sidewalk, and they are walking like slow.
It's like fucking Red Rover.
And so, like, I'm like, I really want to like run through their hands and like break their touch, but instead I have to like
to do that.
Instead I have to aggressively like walk around them, and I seem like angry at them because, and I feel like they construe it as like I'm angry at them because they're holding hands.
I can picture you doing that and then giving them the dirtiest
really, like,
look.
It's okay to hold hands and walk down the street, but you have to walk fast, or you have to like go to one side of the sidewalk, because I am not like yeah. I'm not into slow yes. couples taking up the whole sidewalk.
Stay on one side, choose larger sidewalks.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't deal with like the, you know, the slow dilly-dally walking. Even if they're not holding hands, they're like somehow like swaying so that like they take up the, like it's like a fucking concert.
Right. And then the makeout session in public is like not really acceptable past a certain age.
Yeah.
In like a club.
If you're like at a, yeah, if you're at a, like a bar, like you can be making out in a corner somewhere. But like.
What about on a date? What are your thoughts on like PD? Like.
What do you mean?
Like.
Whose date? What
for? A date.
No, I mean like what, how many dates are we in?
I don't, I mean saying like, it's about being in public. It's not about like the progression
like
of the relationship.
If you're on a date.
Yes.
And what's the question? How is this any different than anything?
I guess. I don't know. I think the first scenario was like a club situation. Okay. And the second scenario was like,
can,
like a dating situation.
I feel like holding hands is sweet. Overdoing it, like holding hands for the whole night is weird.
Who does that?
Like hands get clammy, you know? No one. No. People, fucking weirdos do it. Like that couple that I saw on the subway. It's literally burned in my brain. It was the creepiest thing. I was the
makes
best.
Me think of the Office PDA episode. This is the designated makeout closet.
The best part though is that I was like looking for people to like look at me to see if like I can, they can laugh with me about it, and I found someone and I was like,
that's the best.
Am I right?
That's the best, when someone is either doing something like PDA inappropriate, or when the couple is like fighting next to you and you're like uncomfortable, but you also really want to know exactly what they're saying.
Wait.
So you give like the universe and others, usually other people in the area, and you can give them this look that's like these people are crazy, but you also like want to know exactly what they're
talking
about.
I forgot the best part of the story. Oh my God, this is why it's burned in my brain. So I sat down on the subway, and there was like an empty seat next to a man, and then the man is like, he looks at me, he's like, excuse me, like, I'm saving this for someone. And he like moves the girl and moves her, sits her down.
You can't save seats on the subway.
And like basically pushed me out of my seat, and I was like, whoa, that was uncomfortable, but I don't like altercation in public, like New York City. You know how I'm scared of like terrorism. Yeah. So I moved. I was like, I'm getting out of the way, hoping again someone saw this so they can laugh with me. And then, well, no one did yet. And then and then they started like fucking holding each other. Like literally
again,
they were going
you
into
just
a bunker.
When you got rid of the hold each other. The story might have been even better.
Yeah, like, if I had helped.
If you got, I thought in that sentence, you were just like, I just started fucking.
It was like very intimate. Like it was so uncomfortable.
I also like wouldn't want to touch anyone on the subway, even if I was with them. Like I'm trying to not touch anyone. That's like the most disgusting place to have PDA. Like obviously you can make out in the back of a cab. Everyone's done that.
Yeah, totally. It's fine making out. I don't like that. There's a guy there. Like, respect the guy.
He doesn't care.
It's only fun when, it's only
you've
okay when you're
done
wasted.
That.
Yeah, yeah, when I was wasted and I was, yeah, that's true. Anyway, so what are our general thoughts on PDA? That's like it's a big no.
Avoidable. If you can avoid it, I would avoid it. If you have a private space, it's way better. Hand-holding in moderation to the side of the sidewalk that will be in detail on our next book.
Yeah.
So Mother's Day is coming up, and we're thinking about a few ideas about what to get our moms. And we've recently tried Framebridge, which is basically this company where you can basically send them a picture, and they'll frame it for you and send it back, and they'll give you advice on the kind of frame that you should use.
Oh, yeah. I tried it last week, actually, and basically they just, like, give you – you can either upload a photo – you can choose something from Instagram. They have, like, cute little Insta frames. And they, like, tell you, like, what goes well with that, like, color scheme in your picture. And then it just comes to your door all framed and shit. Like, you don't need to do anything.
And it's a really great gift idea for your mom, because moms love pictures. Especially pictures. And we love pictures of ourselves. So, like, find a picture of you and your mom where you both look hot. Put it in a frame.
It's an amazing idea. I'm going to do this. And, If you go to framebridge.com, just use the promo code BETCHES, and you'll save 15% off of your first order.
So just remember, go to framebridge.com, promo code Betches.
That's BETCHES. And you get 15% off. Anyway, okay, let's play another game. Okay, I hope you guys liked what your thoughts are and what are our thoughts on. And you guys should email us if
you
questions. Have
any, if you want to know what our thoughts are on anything, please email us.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be so fun. I hope we get really random ones. Slapped@betches.com. Okay.
How much would someone have to pay you to brush your teeth with Diet Coke and rinse your mouth out with it for a week?
I mean, I would do that for free.
What?
Diet Coke is delicious.
With toothpaste? And you're like washing
toothpaste?
Yeah, you're washing your mouth out with like...
Okay, like you can
It's like
pay...
you, instead of like using water to brush your teeth, you use Diet Coke.
The minimum amount I would take for that would probably be like $250, but like if I want to
make... so cheap.
I know. Because it's not that bad. If I really want to make a buck, I'd say like $5,000.
No, but the number... Okay, Sammy didn't get this either. The number is the minimum number. She was like... I forgot what I said, and she was like, $500,000 is what I would ask for because, like, I would want to start. I'm like, that's not the point of the game. It's right. the lowest number you would do it for.
Yeah, I would, because I don't think this is sounds that bad. So I would, like, it doesn't irk me to hear about this. Like, it's gross.
I guess it's like, not that gross because you're still using, it's not like you're not even brushing your teeth for a week. You're still brushing your teeth. You're just rinsing your mouth.
There's toothpaste. Soda. There's fluoride in the toothpaste.
What if it was regular Coke? Mm. Would the number change?
No, it sounds delicious. It's only a week. It's not like for a year. If it was a year, I would need to be paid mad money.
It's like kind of gross.
My teeth could rot. I need enough money to get dentures.
Okay.
And I don't know how much dentures
cost. For a year.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're staying with a week, I guess.
Okay, so really like $250.
Okay, well, if you guys want to start a GoFundMe, Aileen will tell you about her experience.
I would, actually. It sounds fun. Okay, I'm going to ask you. Would you rather date a guy who paid like a lot of money to go
like $100,000, like $50,000?
Let's say like $10,000 to go to Fyre Festival, or would you rather wear at least 3 bows in your hair for 6 months?
What? You're right. You're reading 2 different questions.
I know, because this one is so obvious. The other one.
Why? What's the? I don't think that's so obvious.
Would you? Okay. Jordana originally wrote this. Would you rather date a guy who'd paid $10,000 to go to Fyre Festival, or a guy who's never been to a concert in his life? Never a guy who went to a concert in his life.
I mean,
what's so bad about you? Don't like concerts.
I don't like concerts. I mean, like, I would pick that one too. But I think there's a lot of people who are like into music.
Yeah. Okay. Like they could go. People who go to Fyre Festival aren't into music. They're into like Instagram.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, the guy who paid that much to go to Fyre Festival is like undateable.
Yeah, absolutely. Undateable.
If guys out there, if you paid any amount of money to go to Fyre Festival, just keep it a secret. Pretend you weren't there. Yeah. Don't talk about it.
Say it was a dare.
It's very embarrassing.
It's extremely embarrassing.
Do you think it would be embarrassing though if it actually was like a cool festival?
Yes.
It would still be equally embarrassing.
Yeah, that's so much money. Like, you wouldn't even pay that much to go on your... Like, you'd pay that much to go on your honeymoon.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't... I don't think there's a strong correlation between people who have gone on honeymoons.
The worst part of it is that most of those people, I would, like, I'd say most of those people had their parents help them pay for it, which is even sadder. Yeah. Like, there's no way they could have afforded that. How could Ja Rule put his name behind something?
Whose parents would pay for that?
I don't know. They probably lied about where they were going.
That's just bad parenting.
Bad parenting. Okay. Do the bow thing.
Fine. Would you rather date a guy who paid to go to Fyre Festival or wear at least 3 bows in your hair for 6 months? You must have 3 bows in at all times.
I guess I'd wear the bows.
But you can't. It has to be minimum of 3.
Minimum of 3.
Right.
3 to 5.
Yeah, but minimum of 3.
I would just rock the bows.
It's going to be unlimited.
I'd rock the bows. I feel like that could be fun. It could be become my thing, you know?
That you're
the
girl
with the bows.
Girl with the bows.
Yeah. What would you do?
How long do you have to date?
Oh.
Accessories really don't look good on me.
Oh my god.
It's the guy who went to Fyre Festival or it's like a do-rag.
Like you wear the do-rag.
Yeah, you wear the do-rag.
Okay, Fyre Festival. Okay. Yeah, I don't look good like hairless.
Or like a bandana. But like
bandanas are kind of cool.
But, like, for 3 months straight, you're just constantly wearing a bandana. 6 months, sorry.
Yeah, I guess I'd date the guy for, like, you know, 6 months. Yeah, it's 6 months or 6 months. I'd date the guy for 6 months. Oh, no, that sounds awful, Jordan. I'd rather do the do-rag. I can do me.
Fair. Okay, would you rather live in outer space as an astronaut for a year or live in Jersey City for a year?
normal people live in Jersey City, right?
I don't know.
I feel like it's more, yeah, I feel like they do. Jersey City's close by the city. So it's more like, it's like an equivalent of Astoria, I think.
Maybe.
Still, you still have NJ in your state.
Not only are you also living in New Jersey.
I would really want to go to space. Like this last
You have to be there for a whole year.
Yeah, that sounds great. This last weekend I went to
space. Space camp?
I went to like that planetarium in New York City and it was just like, space is so fucking cool. And like, wouldn't it be like so sad not to go to space in our lifetime?
No, I wouldn't be sad about that at all.
It would be so fucking cool.
You get like so nauseous and you are so scared. Oh my God, you'd be terrible in space. You'd be bitching the whole time.
I would.
You'd be like, oh my God, I'm so scared. Oh my God, it's turbulent. It's gravity.
I would be scared, but like, if
also,
I...
Also, like, if you I have like hot... Like, I feel like you're very particular about like...
Foods
that you'll eat. Like, you'd be like, I'm not eating this, like, space food. Like, it's...
it's too dry.
Have you seen this cheese? It's disgusting. Like...
Yeah, but, like, space is cool, you know? I think I'd rather go to space.
I feel like the space food diet is probably... I feel like you'd lose a lot of weight because, like, there's not... It's probably, like, shitty and you wouldn't want it that much and you'd have it for, like, a year.
Should we try that? Space food diet? Someone start a GoFundMe and send you down a space food.
I bet you if we, like, pretended that this was a thing, people might... Do it.
It's like the new gluten-free space food.
Like Dippin' Dots. The ice cream of the future.
By no way was that the ice cream of the future. One more. Should we do one more not really?
Let's do one more since we already suggested. Shoot, fuck, marry.
Okay.
Okay. Chris Sewell's potential murderer. Nick.
He is a murderer.
Nick Vile. Is it? I don't, he hasn't been.
Okay. So alleged.
Alleged. And Josh Murray.
So Chris Sewell's Nick Vile?
Is it Vile. I think Vile.
Veal Parmesan. Nick Vile and Josh Murray. Okay. Is this Sewell's pre-murder or post-murder?
This is him now. Everyone is right now in their life. Of their life.
Okay. Well, I don't really want to be with someone. Oh, I guess you could just have sex with them. Chris Sewell's I do have a major crush on.
I don't like want to marry any of these people.
Josh Murray's so awful. Okay. I'm shooting Josh Murray.
Ugh. I think he's like really hot.
Okay, fine. No. No, ew. Josh Murray. Not attracted to Josh Murray. He can go die.
I definitely has gotten less attractive since
Nick
Vial,
I'm going to marry.
Really?
He's the best of all of these options, Joanna.
Is he?
Better than, like, a man in jail forever.
Okay, so you're having sex with crystals, you're shooting Josh Murray, and you're having...
Yeah, it'll be, like, one of those... What are they called when you go to jail and have sex with them?
Conjugal visits.
Yes.
Yes. You're gonna have a conjugal visit with crystals.
I'll have ABC pay for it.
I have to shoot Nick. He's just like, I just don't like him.
But you love Josh Murray. We have different
tastes. I know. I'm going to marry Josh Murray. Actually, I really don't want to marry Josh Murray because I feel like he's like slimy. But like,
he's going to beat you.
I don't want to marry Nick either. And he's not going to beat me. Jesus.
Sorry, I don't mean to start rumors.
That was really painful. Okay. That's the end of our show. Please email us at slapped@badges.com.
Tell all of your friends about it and email us ideas that you have for what are your thoughts on. Okay.
Bye.